Consequence Podcast Network.
Tour set pop.
Borahe, Iconic Army.
Borahe.
It's officially the end of the year, and we felt what better way to recap Chapter 2 than to host our own BTS award show. So all of the end of the year Asian Music Award shows are happening, so we felt like it was just the perfect time for us to have our own little BTS award show. So this episode was so fun, but also incredibly challenging to pick the winners for each of these categories. Mm-hmm. But we feel like it's going to be such an awesome episode and a wonderful way to revisit all of BTS's solo work in Chapter 2. Just know that this is all for fun and that the main purpose of this episode is to celebrate the abundance of music that we've gotten from BTS. And we're not here to pit the members against each other or to compare the members. Right. It's really just a fun way to just share our love and appreciation for all of the solo work.
Yeah, and like a lot of this is personal preference, like what we are choosing as is. So, you know, you might disagree with us, but that's okay. Mm-hmm. We really encourage you to like play along as we read off the categories and, you know, the potential winners of each category. You could guess which song you think we may choose. And then also like what song would you have thrown in there if it's not the one that we chose as the winner? We'd be interested to hear from you after the episode about that too.
Yeah, definitely let us know, play along. This should be really fun. We're looking forward to this episode.
Yeah, for sure.
I've never been this nervous in my life.
Greetings from Long Time No See, the podcast. Every week, we'll be inviting two blindfolded comedians to answer a series of questions about their careers, lives, and opinions. Now, let's remove those blindfolds and start the show.
Hi!
What would your opening line with your celebrity crush be?
Loved you in Harry Potter.
Worst date you've been on?
A man bit my neck mole off once.
You did what?
A man bit my neck mole off.
Oh my God, Jack almost fell off his chair.
Be sure to follow and subscribe to the podcast.
Welcome back. We're your hosts. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Standing BTS,
your favorite informative fangirl podcast.
All right. Today, we're going to hang out for about an hour and we're going to be having the BTS Stannies. Just kind of explained it. We've got several categories here. We'll name off the nominees and then share who we picked as the winner.
Yeah. Before we get into today's episode, we want to say thanks, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our episode documents, our monthly virtual Iconic Hangouts, and our sound checks, please consider joining us on Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out bi-weekly episodes, but any type of support is super appreciated.
Yes, totally. And by the way, we are still on that mission to spread the word about BTS, or about Standing BTS far and wide, always BTS, but specifically right now about our podcast. And we would love if you guys could hop over into Apple Podcasts and hit the follow button and leave a review if you haven't already. Not only is it a quick and easy way to show your support, but it will give you the chance to win some exclusive Consequence merch. All you have to do is head to the link in the description and submit your info along with a screenshot of the review that you posted, and we'll be shouting out our winners later on this month, so make sure to follow and review soon. Thank you so much for all of your support and helping Standing BTS grow.
Yes, thanks guys. Welcome, ARMY, to the first ever BTS Stannies. This award show is in honor of BTS and all the incredible music they've given us during Chapter 2. We have some great categories with serious competition between nominees. It's been such a blessed BTS musical year, and we're excited to give them their flowers for their impact and their artistry. So, without further ado, let's read off the nominees for the first category.
The first category is Best Collaboration. The nominees are Still Life with Anderson .Paak by RM, People Part 2 featuring IU by August D, Huh featuring J-Hope by August D, On the Street with J. Cole by J-Hope, Standing Next to You featuring Usher by Jungkook, and 3D featuring Justin Timberlake by Jungkook. Oh, and the winner is On the Street with J. Cole by J-Hope.
Yes.
Yes.
This was probably one of the toughest categories to pick because there were so many wonderful collaborations, especially with these two real recent collaborations with Jungkook, having Justin Timberlake on 3D and also having Usher on Standing Next to You. Mm-hmm. Like, those are just dream collaborations.
Right. But we felt the iconicness of the J. Cole, J-Hope collaboration, where J-Hope has been a fan of J. Cole since, you know, 2012. And they got to meet, and that's why the collab really happened. And the incredible verse that J. Cole gave J-Hope for the song, and just that the song happened right before J-Hope went into the military. Mm-hmm. We just had to go with this song for the winner.
Absolutely had to. Yeah. It's an iconic collaboration. Like you were saying, it's so deeply rooted because J-Hope has been so inspired by J. Cole. I mean, Hope World was really based off of J. Cole, or inspired by J. Cole. So, right. Yeah, very much a well-deserved winner here for Best Collaboration. And like you were saying, his verse is just so incredible. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, he really, it wasn't just collaborating on a song to make it sound good. He really spoke his truth in his verse and had something to say.
Right. Which brought just a lot so more much, meaning to the song.
So much meaning.
Yeah, for yeah. sure.
All right, so the next category is Best B-Side. The nominees are Face Off by Jimin, Yes or No by Jungkook, Rainy Days by V, and Somebody by Jungkook. Drumroll, please. And the winner is Rainy Days by V.
Yes!
Yes.
Amazing.
Oh, Rainy Days is one of my ultimate favorite B-sides, which it's kind of hard to even think of V's album having any B-sides because they all got music videos, they all got promotion around it. But Rainy Days was one of the B-sides, and it's just absolutely one of the best tracks on Layover.
Mm-hmm. And it's such a unique song, the jazzy lo-fi vibe that it has to it. And I remember talking about with Rainy Days, it can fit almost any mood. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it such an incredible B-side track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Face Off was really, I was very tempted to go with mm-hmm. Face Off
because you know
that
was
is
too.
Such an incredible song. It's one of my absolute favorites yeah. on Face.
Yeah. Go listen mm-hmm. to Face Off again. Okay. The next category is Best Choreo. For Best Choreography, we have Like Crazy by Jimin, Set Me Free Part 2 by Jimin, Standing Next to You by Jungkook, and 3D by Jungkook. And the winner is Set Me Free Part 2 by Jimin. And I feel like this is hotly contested because Standing Next to You has incredible choreography. Mm-hmm. No one is denying that. But with the choreography in Set Me Free Part 2, Jimin really got into the symbolism behind each dance move, the use of the backup dancers and what they contributed to that choreography, and you know, the modern dance effect that he put into it was just incredible. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, were able to pull so much more meaning from the song with the choreography itself.
Yeah.
So that's why we had to go with it.
Yeah. I remember with its release, how in depth we went into the choreography because it really tells a story and reflects the song.
Mm-hmm.
And Standing Next to You, of course, I was so tempted to go with this because Standing Next to You, the ending choreography is just so fantastic and it goes so hard.
Yeah.
But I really felt that Set Me Free Part 2, just the use of the backup dancers, the full performance itself, the choreography as one piece,
right,
start to finish, is so impactful.
Right, totally.
Mm-hmm. Our next category is Best Album Concept. The nominees are Layover by V, Jack in the Box by J-Hope, The Astronaut by Jin, and Face by Jimin. And the winner is Jack in the Box by J-Hope.
Yes,
this
amazing.
Concept for Jack in the Box is just so cohesive. There's so many details from the merch, from the launch party, the colors, just the symbolism of a Jack in the Box and how it's reflected in each of the tracks within the album. There was just a full concept here that is just undeniable, the amount of detail that J-Hope put into it.
Totally. And the, you know, the biggest competitor for us in this category was probably Layover with V, just because that whole album is a concept, like having five music videos, very visual, the box of the album, the packaging, and like Yantan and like booping his nose to open it. I mean, just everything was very detailed and thought out too, in a Taeyong way and like in his connection with Yantan.
It's definitely the runner-up.
Yeah, for sure. But Jack in the Box, like J-Hope really dedicated so much time and detail and effort into making sure that every part of it was meaningful, and he also had like his hands on every part. And when the album came out, he had like an hour and a half long video explaining all of the different nuances of the album. He also put out a whole documentary doing that same thing and following his steps through it. So
from like the costumes that he wore in the videos, all the way down to the merchandise that he sold for it. So such incredible attention to detail. And like Jack in the Box, when I think of Jack in the Box, I have such a clear mental image of a concept
there. And the style. The next category up is Best Live Performance. For Best Live Performance, we have More in Arson by J-Hope at MAMA, The Tiny Desk Concert by V, Standing Next to You by Jungkook, all of them, and Like Crazy by Jimin on Jimmy Fallon. And the winner is Standing Next to You by Jungkook. Literally every freaking performance is mind-blowing.
I felt like you really gave it away there by saying every performance.
Okay, but like I feel like so far Standing Next to You has already come up and we've had to be like, look, that's why we didn't choose this one. But here it is. Like, we had to give it its own moment. The live performance of this song makes it so incredible. Jungkook stepping forward to put the hot microphone down because he's about to go into some crazy hard fucking choreography is insane and iconic, and every live performance that he's done of it has just been incredible. Times Square like was amazing. Just
Every performance, truly. And I think that's why it deserves Best Live Performance. I do feel like the choreography is absolutely fantastic, but I do think it's his presence and his ability to perform the choreo that makes it. It's definitely, it's hands down the best live performances are Standing Next to You. And our next category is Best Lyrics. The nominees for Best Lyrics are Wildflower by RM, Amygdala by August D, Pandora's Box by J-Hope, and Polar Night by August D. And the winner is Wildflower by RM. This was a tough category to go with, but we had to choose our truly main lyricist here, RM, and just Wildflower really depicting lyrically all of his emotions of that transition period for BTS between chapter one and chapter two, and kind of the mixed feelings, the mixed emotions, and everything he really wanted to share honestly with ARMY, he put into the lyrics of Wildflower. He goes into more detail, obviously, in Indigo with all of the other individual tracks, but Wildflower is really just like that full image, you know, kind of a synopsis of what he's trying to say.
And I feel like Wildflower is a great look at like into his mind and like, you know, struggles and what he's going through, but also as a outside listener, I feel like it can apply to so many people's life experiences. You know, it's not so singular as like, this is what I went through and this is my story. It really felt like it's a song that lyrically you can connect with, and you can like place yourself in his position too throughout the song, which is like a big reason why for me this song beat out a couple other songs in this category. Like Amygdala is incredible, and Yoongi was so vulnerable in that song, telling hearing his story from, you know, his mom's story and his dad's story and like their health issues throughout the verses of that song. And really, he was utilizing the song as a way of like getting it out and processing it. But as a listener, it may not be a song that you connect with as closely, because it's not something that like you can distinctly say, like, I'm going through that, I've been through that. With Wildflower, it's a little bit more of a wider scope, and those lyrics just really hit. And then when the chorus comes in too, it just kind of sets it all off. So Wildflower had to be the winner here for the best lyrics.
I totally agree. And I love that reasoning too, because Pandora's Box is also very specific to J-Hope's story and, you know, what he goes by. So yeah, all great songs lyrically here, but agree that Wildflower takes the win.
Yeah. Okay, so the next category we have is best non-album release. So these are kind of songs that were not released on one of their mixtapes or albums that they came out with, maybe one that someone else came out with that they featured on. So we have On the Street by J-Hope featuring J. Cole. We have Smoke Spray by Soyeon featuring Namjoon. Sexy New Kim by Balmain Tiger featuring Namjoon. Rush Hour by Crush featuring J-Hope, and then Vibe by Taeyang featuring Jimin. These are all great songs. We love them so much. The winner for this category is Vibe by Taeyang featuring Jimin. Obviously, we went back and re-listened to all of these songs, you know, in preparation to try to make a decision, watch the music videos, really gave each of them a fair chance. And Vibe just is the vibe.
Yeah, it just hits.
It just hits. It was so good.
So funny doing research that we were listening to the songs, and like, Kayla, you really love Smoke Spray, and I and you love Sexy New Kim too. But for me, I was just mentally like, oh, Sexy New Kim, it's totally gonna take it.
Right.
I just picture Namjoon doing that, some of that choreo,
riding him on the bike and the music video.
Yeah, the music video, all of it. So I was really thinking that was gonna be it, and then we're like, all right, we should listen to Vibe. We should listen to Vibe. And the moment we turned on the music video, we looked at each other like, oh gosh, what were we thinking? Of course, it's got to be Vibe.
Right, it's got to be.
Yeah.
Just Taeyang has great like presence, and his vocals are amazing. And then when Jimin comes in, it's just like, oh, yep, this is everything. Forgot how much I love this song. It is the vibe. It's the great song.
Yeah. And even if like lyrically it's not super deep or whatever, it's just the song itself is a bop, and it's so fun to listen to.
Yeah. Super great time.
All right, so our next category is Best Love Song. The nominees for Best Love Song are SDL by August D, Love Me Again by V, Equal Sign by J-Hope, and Yes or No by Jungkook. And the winner for Best Love Song is Love Me Again by V.
Amazing.
It had to win.
How could it not?
There are such good songs in Best Love Song, and we could have added so many more songs to this category. It was really difficult picking just four. But Love Me Again, it just really hits you in your chest, and I just picture Taeyong in that cave, you know, really pouring his heart out into this song, and you just really feel something. You feel the deep love when you listen to Love Me Again.
Totally. You feel the love. You feel the little glimmer of hope that they could love him again, and that longing and that yearning for love. And we felt like the best love song does not have to be a song that like 100% is like only filling you with love, but the topic of love that comes up and the way that, you know, we're experiencing love through the song. And
it's the passion. It's the emotion that you feel.
I love how Taeyang brought it to us in Love Me Again. A really close runner up for me for this category would have been Yes or No with Jungkook. Such a great love song, like a will they won't they, pouring out your heart type of vibe too. And I still love that song so much. But yeah, Love Me Again had to be the winner here.
Yes or No, definitely a runner up. All great songs.
Mm-hmm. So the next category that we have is Best Sad Song. For this, the nominees are Alone by Jimin, Lonely by RM, Blue by V, and Hate You by Jungkook. And the winner here is Alone by Jimin. For this one, I mean, when we went back and we re-listened to these four songs, mm-hmm. We were really like, man, which is bringing us down into the despair. Mm-hmm. Alone really does that. Alone is a song that Jimin wrote like during the pandemic, really in those feelings of solitude, mm-hmm. not knowing how long this like forced loneliness is going to last. And it really hits hard when you listen back to the mm-hmm. song. Although Hate You is very sad. And I also feel like Lonely has sad themes, but the song itself doesn't like make
it
me sad.
It doesn't feel sad.
Right.
Right. Lonely is actually like kind of upbeat. Mm-hmm. But like lyrically, of course,
very sad.
It's sad. And Blue is very sad too, but there's something about Alone being one of those like true sad bops, mm-hmm. you know, like it actually feels sad, yeah. but like you're bopping your booty along.
Yeah.
To
it's
it,
like
you know?
Still a really freaking good song. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
That's what sold me on Alone.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Same. Mm-hmm.
I also just really pictured Jimin during promos where he's like painting on an easel and he's spelling out Alone.
Oh,
and then he
baby.
Does the period and he kind of like laughs to himself. Baby. So
yeah,
cute.
Yeah.
I just felt like Alone for sure deserves its moment.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Our next category is Best Hopeful and Uplifting Song. The nominees for this category are Future by J-Hope, Still Life by RM featuring Anderson .Paak, Take Two by BTS, Life Goes On by Auguste. And the winner is Still Life by RM featuring Anderson .Paak.
Yes!
This has got to be one of my favorite songs of all of Chapter 2.
Right.
So for me, it had to win something.
Yeah.
And it is that song that I listen to, like, riding on my bicycle. It's very freeing. It's super uplifting. I could be really coming out of a terrible funk, and Still Life is what will fully bring me out of it,
yeah.
and have a very optimistic view of life.
It gives major perspective, mm-hmm. you know, in the lyrics, throughout the verses, and then the chorus like kind of brings you that final reminder like, hey, you're still alive, you're still kicking it, you still have life to live, opportunity, there's still hope, there's still good,
mm-hmm.
and I totally agree with you. It is that song that no matter what I am going through, it can lift me right up.
Mm-hmm.
I love this song so much. I never skip it when it comes on. I'm always excited to listen to it.
Me too.
Man, and like Take Two, we had to throw Take Two in here somewhere because it's the only OT7 track that we've gotten during all of Chapter Two. They released it for Festa, and it is an incredible song that I feel like right now ARMY can get a lot of comfort from Take Two during this time of them enlisting and just hearing all of their voices here together as kind of like Wait For Me song, and I'm waiting for you too. So it does give a little bit of hopefulness, but as far as overall and ability to bring you out of a funk, it had to be Still Life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Take Two might sometimes put me into a little bit of a funk because
aww.
I just miss them so much.
Yeah.
And like hearing them all together, like hearing Jen's voice on it, but then also hearing Yoongi's voice on the same
mm-hmm.
track is just like, it hits a little... You know, it hits a little sore spot there because,
yeah.
you know, I'm just missing them as
totally.
Seven.
Yeah. yeah. And like, I love Future by J-Hope. That's like maybe a
yeah.
second song I would put on to like really lift me up and like have me thinking towards some positive future too and like some possibility on the horizon.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's such a great nomination too.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
So having a little bit of a shift into the best resentful song. So for this one, we have Arson by J-Hope, Change Part 2 by RM, Somebody by Jungkook, and Huh by Auguste featuring J-Hope. This is a jam-packed category.
Just hearing you say Change Part 2, I'm like, ooh, damn.
I know.
That song is so resentful.
Yeah. The winner of this category for Best Resentful Song is... Huh by Auguste featuring J-Hope, And this song,
it's so savage.
Ooh, it has so much attitude. Yeah. When J-Hope comes in and he's like, remember what you said about me? Huh? The huh? The constant huh is so good.
Are you speaking? What are you saying?
Right. I can't even hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
And they also are just like going in on anyone who has like the gall to continue to hate on them or question mm-hmm. them and what they're doing. And I love the resentment oozing. But yeah, just reading the titles of these other three songs in this category makes it very challenging to have even chosen this one.
Yeah.
Because yeah, Change Part Two.
Dude. Somebody is also like, again, the attitude,
right.
The sourness there. Arson, like, you know, just J-Hope physically being on fire out of, you know, being mm-hmm. so burnt out and working his ass off.
He's
for
like,
Jack
I've
in the
taken
Box.
Everything on my shoulders.
Yeah.
Look at all I've done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Burn. Difficult.
Just burn. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, huh? I had to go to huh.
Me too.
But that was a tough choice.
All really incredible songs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very difficult.
Yeah.
Difficult choice.
All right. Our next category is best hype song. The nominees for best hype song are Set Me Free Part 2 by Jimin, Arson by J-Hope, D-Day by Auguste, and All Day by RM featuring Tableau. And the winner for best hype song is D-Day by Auguste.
Yes, future's gonna be okay. Okay, okay, okay. I mean,
yeah.
The second that comes on,
it's
you just
so
feel
hype.
So freaking hype.
It's like the hype level is through the charts.
Right.
You know, like, oh, incredible.
Right. Like, nothing's getting me down. Like, yeah. I'm fine. Let's go.
To
like,
me, it's up there with Idol for me in the
yeah,
level of hypeness.
Totally. I'll put this on when I'm, like, not feeling work and I'm, like, have to go in for a work day. Mm. Like, hype myself up, you know?
To me, it's like, I'm going out, you know? Like, I'm just really pumping myself up.
Right.
Yeah. Or if you're, like, mad at something or, you know, someone's pissed you off, like, you know, everything's going to be okay.
Right.
Feel yourself, love yourself kind of feel.
Right, totally.
Yeah.
It's a perfect song for that. These other songs have really great messages and like the hypeness. Like Set Me Free gets super freaking hype with the production. And like Arson keeps coming up here, but Arson really is such a hype song
mm-hmm.
in like the, like kind of like the fuck it type of hypeness, you
mm-hmm.
know, of like, let's just go with it.
Yeah, it's a great workout
yeah.
song for hyping while
yeah.
you're like running on a treadmill. Heck yeah.
Right. And All Day kind of has the hypeness that D-Day mm-hmm. has a little bit with mm-hmm. like the everything's going to be fine and I'm just grinding. I'm going through type of
mm-hmm.
thing. But yeah, ultimately D-Day had to win out this category.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, just the production of D-Day mm-hmm. for sure has the extra level of hype.
Right. Unbeatable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the next category is Best R&B Song. So for the nominees for this category, we have Love Me Again by V, Slow Dancing by V, Closer by RM featuring Paul Blanco and Malia, and People Part 2 by Auguste. And the winner is Closer by RM featuring Paul Blanco and Malia. This was such a tough decision.
Yeah.
Because
BTS has a lot of R&B songs.
Yeah, and especially like Taeyong in his album has leaned a little jazzy R&B at times
uh-huh.
and, you know, really brought that through. But we really had to think about like, what's the purpose of this genre and what type of messages do we want to get, you know, out of the R&B music? And Closer had like that great mix of like amazing vocals and great like R&B production that just bring it fully that genre through
mm-hmm.
along with the lyrics that like kind of we're used to seeing in that are very like you know, kind of like addressing a love issue
mm-hmm.
and, you know, wanting to work through it or
yeah.
find them on the other side type of thing with Closer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like thematically, Closer aligns more with like the genre of R&B.
Mm-hmm.
And I also feel like it's just all the way through, like the full thickness of Closer is
right.
R&B.
Right.
Whereas like Slow Dancing, I feel like there's other elements,
mm-hmm.
you know, like that jazziness,
right.
you know, but it does have really great R&B sounds to it too.
Yeah. I just love what the features in Closer bring in, like Paul
mm-hmm.
Blanco and Malia, like they add so much with their vocal features that it just
yeah.
like really drives it home.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, I mean, IU for People Part Two also mm-hmm. brings in that R&B.
She's
sound.
Really praised for her R&B vocals mm-hmm. and just like the smoothness that she has. And totally that, like that song was a big, you know, runner mm-hmm. up for us too, because like it was just gorgeous, yeah. gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we had to go with Closer.
Had to go with Closer. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's deserving.
I agree.
Okay. Our next category is Best Pop Song. The nominees for Best Pop Song are Seven by Jungkook, Like Crazy by Jimin, 3D by Jungkook, and Hectic by RM. And the winner for Best Pop Song is Seven by Jungkook.
Yes, Seven.
For me, this is the hands down winner for Best Pop Song. Mm-hmm. It really is the epitome of pop. Seven is just so incredibly catchy mm-hmm. and it's so incredibly feel good too. Mm-hmm. It's the perfect radio play song in my mind.
Yeah.
It suits Jungkook so well. The fun little tiny choreo that goes along with it, I think is fitting for kind of pop music at this time. Mm-hmm. The music video is fun and right. playful. Lotto featuring on it. It's just like a great feature that, you know, adds to like what you would hear on like, you know, a classic kind of pop song now.
Right.
So Seven to me is just, I mean, all of these songs are great, but like Seven takes the cake for
right.
me.
I agree. I mean, it's you could debate maybe between Like Crazy and Seven because Like Crazy is very like pop, like to its core. But I think
it's like retro though.
Right.
It's
like retro pop. Sound. And I think all of what you're talking about is like, this is modern pop right here.
Yeah.
And also Seven, like you said, the music video, the, you know, the choreo, the catchiness of the whole song itself, like mm-hmm. all of the elements bring it together to just be the perfect pop song. So mm-hmm. I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It had to be it.
I'm very confident in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone can disagree, of course, but I just feel that Seven, I love Seven.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. Same. Okay. So our next category is Best Rock Song. And for this category, we have Smoke Sprite by Soyeon featuring Namjoon, Amygdala by August D, More by J-Hope, and Arson by J-Hope. And the winner is... This was tough, and we had to go with Amygdala by August D, because, oh man, the rock elements to this song are incredible. We'll just never forget the live performance of Amygdala from his Road to D-Day documentary. Mm-hmm. It was so impactful, so powerful, and just like exactly what rock music is supposed to do. Like mm-hmm. some people may misjudge rock music for like not having a lot of meaning or depth or something to it, which is just not the case. Like the way that he brings in the instruments and rocks out to this song while performing it just mm-hmm. really drives home the raw emotion in the song.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just an incredible performance there. Mm-hmm. And here it's just like just a great standalone rock song. We
yeah.
love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, everything you said, I completely agree. It was that performance of Road to D-Day of Amygdala that mm-hmm. I just was, the rock elements of the song really were just like so clear and you really see it there.
Mm-hmm.
And like you were saying, like rock, you know, it's, I feel like the genre could be, you know, deceiving mm-hmm. because of just like the harder, harsher instruments that are used.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there's a lot of, sadness and like a mm-hmm. true
expression
and vulnerability yeah. that goes on
right.
yeah so yeah great nominees for this category. Amygdala is just top notch, like mm-hmm. I feel like it's really deserving of Best Rock Song.
Yeah.
Although I would argue More, but
More is totally up there, but it's yeah. like kind of more like a Beastie Boys type
hip-hop,
of rock maybe.
Like yeah like it,
yeah
definitely
yeah.
Yeah,
where like Amygdala leans a little bit more true rock. Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But very, very hotly contested category for
yeah.
us here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we love Amygdala and it had to win something.
It had to win something,
so, I mean.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So our next category is best rap. And this one is not just like best rap song overall. We're really like thinking about the rap verses and the delivery. The delivery is a big element here. So for this song, for this category, we have Wildflower by RM, Yoon featuring Erykah Badu by RM, More by J-Hope, and Snooze by Auguste. And the winner is Snooze by Auguste. I mean, we absolutely love Yoongi's delivery in Snooze. It is so powerful. I mean, I have never sobbed so hard to a song at a live concert than I did to this performance. Yeah. It is so, I mean, we're just talking about him being raw in Amygdala, but it is so raw and emotional in the urgency of his delivery for people to please hear and internalize the lyrics that he's saying and take it in and know that his message is coming from like this incredible place of wisdom and knowledge of like hoping that they don't have to go through the same thing he went through. It just gets me every time.
It gets me too. Yeah, the urgency that you're talking about, the build like that he has throughout his rap delivery, especially once he gets to that very last verse. It does give off that I need you to hear this. I need you to understand. And you know, he's speaking on that wisdom that he has having been an idol of large portion, the majority of his life. Right. And this is his message to other young artists. Right. And it's just so powerful. Like I'm getting choked up just talking about it.
I was struggling too.
It's lyrics, it's delivery, it's production, it's all of it. I do think that Yoon was a strong, strong nominee
when
in this
category.
When
he delivers those like, I want to be a human so I can do some art, you know, like just the mantra effect of his lyrics in Yoon.
And it's so hip hop, like so, old school kind of hip hop and that very like clear delivery from Namjoon.
Right. I get that same, you know, reaction to the song, you know, that I do with Snooze when I listen to Yoon, just like being really impacted by the lyrics and by what he's saying just because of that, that flow and that delivery. Yeah. I think Wildflower has some of that too. Like every time I listen to Wildflower, I think about the first time I listened to it and just how much I sobbed to it, hearing the, you know, the impact of his delivery with the lyrics. But really it was the lyrics that contributed a lot to that. So I think Yoon would probably beat out Wildflower a little bit, but
I think it's because of, I don't know why, but for Wildflower it has like the singing portions,
right?
And I don't know why, because of this category, I just am like looking at so like the song start to finish with rap delivery.
Right. And the rap delivery through and through with Snooze is just, and it also has incredible build like throughout. So although we really loved Yoon and we like that one would be like top contender for us too. Yeah. Like really Snooze beat it out ultimately.
Yeah. Yeah. Go to our men genius there.
Right. Oh my gosh. Those two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our next category is best concert. The nominees for Best Concert are Yoongi's D-Day Tour, Hobiepalooza, RM Live in Seoul, and Jungkook Live in Seoul. And the winner for Best Concert is Yoongi's D-Day Tour.
Yes! Oh my gosh.
I mean, all of these concerts are great, but Yoongi did a full tour here for us before enlisting. It was so thought out. He worked so incredibly hard for this concert. It was one of the best concerts we've ever been to. It wasn't even just, you know, I mean, the performances that he put on. It was the creativity he had in the set, the creativity he had in like the development of the set list too. It was just all in all one of the best concerts I've ever been to. And we were like the highest up we've ever been at a BTS concert. So I think it says a lot that, you know, just it was one of the best. It was so incredible, and he did such a fantastic job with it.
Yeah. I mean, we were at Hobiepalooza, and at the time, we're just like floored by J-Hope's ability to perform constantly at that caliber and just bring us that incredible performance. And it was amazing to be there live in person. And
we thought about Hobie Palooza for weeks, maybe months after forever. It happened.
Yeah. Like, I mean, still, it's still my pinned post on Instagram is like from Hobie Palooza, because that's like how incredible that was.
Yeah.
But yeah, when we were actually at the D-Day tour and just experiencing even just like the use of the stage and the different like scenes that he had on the stage, he was so thought out in what he did with his concert. And like you said, the fact it was a whole tour, it was just incredible that he was able to do that for us. And every part of his concert experience was incredible. I felt so tuned in and present in the moment. It was just truly one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
It's the most I've ever cried at a concert.
Yeah. I mean, I bawled through
like
all
the snooze.
Like start
to finish. I think we basically just alternated who was crying.
Right. Like, I mean, I was crying during snooze, but earlier, like rocking out insanely to like Augusti, like just freaking out. So
yeah. That's very true. Mm-hmm. The whiplash.
Here for it. He brought us everything. Yeah. So we had to go with D-Day Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next category is the best concert appearance. So in this category, we have RM's appearance at Yoongi's concert for Strange. We have Jin's appearance at Coldplay's concert in Buenos Aires for The Astronaut. We have Jimin's appearance with Augusti for Tony Montana. And we have Jungkook's appearance with Augusti for Burn It. Oh, so hard to choose.
Yeah.
But the winners here for this category is The Astronaut by Jin.
Yes.
Oh, come on. We had to choose this one. This was just so special. One, the creation of the song, the fact that, you know, Coldplay made this song for Jin because they have such a wonderful relationship and love between not only just like Coldplay and all of BTS, but specifically Jin and Coldplay. Mm-hmm. Jin has loved Coldplay. They're one of his favorite bands. And I think it's so cool that, you know, just for one night before he enlisted, he flew down to Buenos Aires, surprised all of the concert goers and all of ARMY by coming on stage. And then they got to perform The Astronaut together. And it's just unforgettable.
It's like very unforgettable.
Seeing him and Chris Martin like run to each other on the stage.
So cute.
Amazing.
So cute. Yeah. I mean, Jin also just looking so smitten too. You know, our confident Jin is just like getting a little blushed in the cheeks.
Right.
You know, like just so such a great collaboration. But this concert was like ultra special, especially that it was a Coldplay concert. He flew, like you said, down to, was it Buenos Aires? Yeah. Just iconic performance of them together there. And, you know, I feel like with The Astronaut too, the music video and the song itself is so Coldplay and Chris Martin infused that, you know,
we needed the live performance.
Yeah, it was just extra special.
Yeah.
But all of these performances, like for me, I love Strange. So like so incredible to have gotten RM and Yoongi together live performing that song. Are you kidding me? I was floored. But like freaking Tony Montana too.
People have been asking for that since the first one.
I
and
know.
The fact that they did it, like incredible.
Years later.
And no one expected Jungkook to come out for Burn It. You know, no one expected that. And so, I mean, each one of these performances by other members in Yoongi's concert tour were so iconic and we love them so, so
much.
But
that's why he won Best Concert.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because he had, you know, stuff like that happen.
And we had to have another one for Kim Seok Jin.
I know.
Yeah.
I also just want to say, like, The Astronaut also had great, like, best concept potential.
Right.
Just because of, like,
Wu Tao,
and all of that. And I just felt like
he did a lot with the short amount of time that he had
exactly.
to give us something.
Yeah. All right. So our next category is best music video. We're getting to the heavy hitters now. So for best music video, the nominees are The Astronaut by Jin, Like Crazy by Jimin, Slow Dancing by V, Haegum by Augusti, Wildflower by RM, More by J-Hope, and Seven by Jungkook. And the winner is Hey Gum by Auguste.
Yes!
Yes! All of these music videos are incredible. Are you kidding
me? For real. Like, we have an episode over every single one of them where we just pick them apart.
Literally every single one of these we have an episode for.
Yeah.
But we just had to give it to Hey Gum because of the storyline, the cinematic level of the music video, the parallels to Deshwita.
Right.
It just, to me, it's like overflowing with symbolism, just all of the connections you can make to, you know, its sister song, Deshwita.
Right.
And Yoongi's acting. I mean, it's... I don't feel like we're giving Yoongi's acting enough. Like,
but it's on full force right here.
I know. And, it, you know, watching Road to D-Day and you see Yoongi interacting with other artists and how he openly shares with, like, ARMY, saying, like, you can probably tell that, like, I'm a little quiet, I'm a little shy. But then you see him go into Hey Gum and, you know, stab someone in the neck or the jugular with some chopsticks and looking fine as hell and, like, flirting with himself, you know, like, I mean,
that's the thing, like, throughout the, you're talking about, like, the storyline, the, you know, the parallels, everything, and it's like, yes, but also he's really fucking hot this whole music video. It's ridiculous how much we fangirl over this music video and we've seen it so many times, but it's like the two Yoongis, both of them, like the criminal Yoongi and like the police Yoongi with the scar on his face like the slick back hair, like they just
the circling back to the noodle restaurant too from like start to finish. I mean,
full circle moment, and then he's like the eating with chopsticks as if, like, you know, he could have murdered someone with that same pair of chopsticks earlier in the day.
Yeah We talked a lot about, like, being able to stomach a meal after, like, murdering someone,
right?
Multiple people,
right?
Shit.
And don't forget Yoongi with, like, the bag of, like, tangerines running through the crowd, please. Or him,
the,
like,
deranged look he had on his face,
amazing. Or him, like, leaning back, his head back, and, like, the smile, like, off the back of, like, the rickshaw,
having the duality of the two Yoongis, just
incredible.
It's incredible. I will say, I was very tempted to go with more. I think we were down between these two.
Yeah, it was a tough choice between these two.
Seven is also a fantastic music video.
We'll just talk about all of them because, to be honest,
I mean,
like, with
Seven,
more.
Okay, let's go to
let's
more.
Talk about more.
More. I think what we decided why we didn't go with more is that it was strictly because we were like fangirling more to more, even though, like, we fangirled to Hey Gum, obviously. We're just talking about how hot he is. But, like, more, it's just like, it's jarring, man.
Yeah. And we were kind of like really splitting hairs to, like, not choose more, instead of, like, it was really difficult between this one and Hey Gum, because I feel like more has a lot of the great elements that we love with Hey Gum too, like great storyline, a lot of great symbolism, like the box that he opens up, or the key,
the gesture that we see,
like the frozen, you know, kind of like camera
the freeze
swooping
frame,
through.
Yes,
right.
Very cool. Yeah. Also, again, there's kind of like two different J-Hopes that we see in the white and the dark outfit. I just love the edgy aesthetic that he has going on in more. Like him putting his hands over his throat with I'm thirsty.
Right.
Oh my
God. The piercing on his, like, the bridge of his nose.
Yes.
Like, so fucking hot.
Yeah.
We were fangirling so hard over him. I felt like
him strutting through the office. Like, damn, that's like
so
that's
hot.
A hardcore fangirl.
So hot.
Moment.
The full forehead.
Yeah. More also having like parallels to Fight Club movie scenes too. Like, I think that was kind of something we had said too. Like, more maybe isn't as original as Hey Gum.
Because of the parallels to Fight Club, and maybe Hey Gum is more of a original storyline, and that was like a reason why Hey Gum won it out over more. But yeah, like you were mentioning Seven too, the Seven music video, just naming the song Seven, really taking us through like the 7 days of week, the seven different Jungkooks, like people picking their favorite day of the week, like shout out to Wednesday. I mean, like there was it was just amazing. It was iconic, and just like, who doesn't love Jungkook looking fucking being hot and like chasing after this girl like all week. It was amazing.
And he's so goofy and so himself, you know, seeing his just natural charisma come through in the music video is different from like standing next to you. You don't see as much of that like lighthearted, adorable Jungkook side.
Like,
that you get to see in
the quirkiness and like the jokester kind of comes out a little bit in Seven.
Yeah.
Like Crazy was one of those that was like up there for me too in like music video category, because I love that we kind of see Jimin in like his club vibe element, like being the life of the party. And then particularly I love the second verse bathroom scene because we've all had so many moments like that, like where you are just drunk and you have to look at yourself in the bathroom mirror at a bar and you have to face your decisions, you know, and like face like your real problems, because like whatever you're trying to avoid or forget there, like when you're that moment and the
mirror, you're with your girlfriend and it all comes out and you start sobbing in the bathroom.
Fuck. I mean, we've all had it. And like, so him like sinking down onto the floor and just like, it is just, it's so relatable.
Yes. And it's on very pandemic-y too. Yeah. You know, like has a reflection of that. Yeah. Like Crazy. And also,
the choreo.
The visuals, the aesthetics. Beautiful. Like, I'll never get over that green laser light. Like, just scanning up Jimin's gorgeous body and face. Like, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But also, like, I felt like one of my favorite episodes from this year was, or I guess it was last year, but one of my favorite episodes of Just Dating BTS is our coverage of The Astronaut. Yeah. Like, there are so many little hidden gems within The Astronaut, and seeing this like really soft, sweet side of Jin, like before he's about to enlist and he has this like older brother figure, and like just seeing him as like someone who, you know, isn't from this place but has been accepted in this place, and like the spaceship and him running again like actor Jin, like I feel like is very deserving of best music video. It's a great music
video. It's a great music video. Rewatching it again for like this category choice made us remember like, man, we really love, and there's so much depth to it, so much symbolism. And yeah, I mean, like Slow Dancing, there's a lot of symbolism there too, and like it's cool to see like the Taeyong in the kind of studio creating this reality. And then like the reality of what it is that he's creating there in the, you know, kind of the back and forth between that.
I
was
love
so
that,
smart.
Like Inception, like layer of like him being in this world that he's created in Slow Dancing.
Yeah.
But also seeing, like you were saying, that behind the scenes of him creating it. And I feel like the music video is extremely aesthetic. There's, you know, a little bit of that storyline going on, and I just think it's unique. It's very unique and so Taeyong. So I feel like Slow Dancing is also great.
Right.
Great.
Wildflower has like the probably like the least production going into the music video there, so it was hard to like really consider the Wildflower music video as a contender for this category. Like, I love the music video, and it's the only music video I've ever sobbed so hard to watching. Like, you see Namjoon, basically what he's rapping about is manifested in like the terrain around him, you know, like it's dry and barren or like burnt up or, you know, whatever, and like kind of swirling around him and all this confusion. So like, it's a great representation of the lyrics, but I think like that song was meant to stand alone, and it, you know, you weren't supposed to be distracted by the music video, or the music video wasn't really supposed to contribute to the overall message as much as sometimes these other music videos are. So I love that music video, but it did not, for me, it was like not as much in the running as like The Astronaut or like Crazy. And ultimately I'm really happy with our choice of Haegum, because man, Min Yoongi did everything for
this
video. Like, the acting was top tier, the visuals, you know, just everything.
Everything.
Full circle too.
Yeah.
Love it. So I can't believe that we're already to our final category of the BTS stannies. And this is honestly the hardest category.
This is also the only category that we had all of you vote on.
Right. Because we felt like for all of the other categories, it's our episode, it's our choice, and we wanted to decide through our own discussion. And whether or not you agree with us is fine. You can like choose your own.
But we've been covering all of this music
for all this time.
All this time.
Right.
Yeah,
so we felt informed on the other ones. But for this one, this is such a you know, everyone has such a strong opinion on what this could be. And so this final category is the best hit track. And obviously everyone's best hit track is going to be different depending on your bias or just the way that you've connected with this music throughout
chapter two. Style.
And your music style. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. And so we felt like although we could be pretty unbiased and pretty fair in all of our other choices, this category, we needed some help from you guys to make a decision because it was really, really challenging to choose. So for all of the hit tracks, we have Wildflower by RM, The Astronaut by Jin, Haegum by Augustie, More by J-Hope, Like Crazy by Jimin, and Slow Dancing by V, and lastly, Standing Next to You by Jungkook. And the winner, chosen by us and all of you, is Standing Next to You by Jungkook. And we are so happy to say so. We're so proud of Jungkook. I mean, this song is such a grand song. It is such a hit. It has everything that you are looking for and expecting out of a hit track. It's got the great vocals, the great lyrics on top of an incredible music video, incredible choreography, all of the and the visuals and
fantastic
too.
Fantastic production.
Like from start to finish. Yeah. Like these are all of the elements that we have to consider for best hit track.
I feel like the musicality of Standing Next to You is undeniable.
Yeah.
So a lot of you voted for Standing Next to You, which I agree. Like when you think hit track, like, man, this knocks it out of the park. I mean, it is just a hard hitter, for sure. I knew that with this category, we were going to need some help because for me, initially, who I had winning best hit track was More by J-Hope, which I just have to say, justice for More. Like, I feel like it deserved to win something and it didn't. But to me, it's a banger. Like, I feel like it's a total hit track. And I feel like it's a heavy hitter too.
Right.
But I do think that it's not everyone's music preference.
Right.
But it is very much my music preference. And like you were saying with like your bias too, like J-Hope is one of my biases, you know? So like, of course I'm going to lean towards More, and I just, I feel like it's such a fucking good song.
Yeah. I totally agree with you. It really is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you bang your head to it. Like it, to me, it's a bop.
Yeah.
You know,
but it is a bop.
For some people, it's like, maybe not.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you said, justice for More, justice for Jack in the Box in general. Like some people just, it's not their taste in music, you know, which is a bummer because J-Hope really did everything. Like that album is incredible.
And Hobiepalooza was incredible.
Hobiepalooza was so amazing. And yeah, I love More. I think More definitely like should be a contender for the best hit track. It has all of those things that we're looking for too, you know, and super impactful, a great song.
But the second, like really the runner up to Standing Next to You based on all of your votes and what we agree with too is Like Crazy by Jimin. Like it has those true hit track elements too. And I just think that the reason it falls just slightly short of Standing Next to You is because Standing Next to You is just like a powerhouse fucking song, man.
Right.
Like it really hits you production wise. Whereas like Crazy, like we were kind of saying, it has like some of those 80s sound elements, you know, which I think is like a true like bop and makes it
super,
you know,
pop,
very pop, very much like radio play hit track, like everybody loves it, how can you not love it kind of song.
But I think that the music video for Standing Next to You is a little bit better than the music video for Like Crazy, and like that's something that we have to consider too. Like if we're just listening to the song, like maybe they could compete on which is the best. And I do think it might come down to like your personal music preference. Like I think like I may like Crazy a little bit more than Standing Next to You, but that's also like my bias showing and biasing Park Jimin since 2017, and like, you know, just, and it's one of my husband's favorite songs too is Like Crazy. Like
Like Crazy gets better as you listen.
Yeah.
Like like even to this day, every time I listen to it, it's better than the last time I heard it.
And that you always want to sing along.
Yeah.
But Standing Next to You is so like that too. Like so much. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's very hard to choose here because it's a lot of, like, for me personally, if it were only, you know, if I was not being objective, I would be like Wildflower and Like Crazy. Those are my hit tracks, you know, right. Favorites. But it's, you know, I'm trying to be more objective and really think about the overall everything that was brought to us here mm-hmm. with the, you know, what a hit track should embody. And I got to give it to Jungkook.
Like, yeah, same.
I agree with ARMY. I agree with Iconics. And Standing Next to You is just incredible.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So thank you to everyone who voted. Mm-hmm. Thank you all for listening and being a part of the BTS Stannies. This episode really was just so fun. I'm glad we came up with this idea because we really just got such great music in chapter two. Like, it's really, honestly, like, I am still having a hard time processing all of the music we got because we were pretty devastated about, like, just BTS going to ENLIST and them not having music put out together, not having a BTS comeback to look forward mm-hmm. to. But then we just got hit after hit after hit of, like, all of the members' solo work and all of their albums having incredible music on it. So
right.
I'm still processing all of this music
right.
to this day. Yeah.
Same. Now we both have like mega playlists with all of their solo work from chapter two that we can listen to it all together. We could put it on shuffle or whatever. And it's mm-hmm. really incredible to be able to like go back and hear them side to side, you know, like go from Jack in the Box to Indigo to, mm-hmm. you know, Golden and just really, truly enjoy it all. Like yeah. all of this incredible music that they've given us. And I'm hopeful that it will sustain us through the rest of their enlistment and that we can just enjoy it and continue to like really love what they've been able to share with us here.
Yeah. I'm sure it will.
Super grateful.
Yeah.
And honestly, all of these songs are lucky that we're doing this episode before Namjoon's second album drops because it's about to. He's literally in the studio, like up into enlistment, like finishing this album.
Yes, like yeah. in the studio the day before he goes into service. So
the dedication.
Yeah, I'll be curious to when that drops because I don't know. Like right. he maybe has it coming out in a couple months.
Right, he doesn't have really to have know. It come out right now. So we'll
but
see.
But he's definitely recorded and worked on something mm-hmm. for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And he's been very clear on his social media about like having been recording and working diligently to make sure it's done. Today, I believe, is the day that Namjoon and Taeyang both officially enlisted. Mm-hmm. And then Jimin and Jungkook are going to go together. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be in the next couple days. Yeah, so yep. sad.
Mm-hmm. It we'll miss them.
Yeah, we're going to miss them so much. Mm-hmm. But they'll be back. 2025. I'll be curious to see what next year holds.
Mm-hmm. Same. We will be watching and listening mm-hmm. and, you know, we'll be here to talk to you guys about it all.
Yeah.
So we hope that you enjoyed our very first BTS Stannies and just celebrating the amazing music that BTS has been able to give us over the course of chapter two. We really want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially the VIP Iconics, Eileen, Michelle, Holly, Meg, Rachel, Robin, and Deja. Thank you guys so, so much for all of your love and your support. If you enjoyed this episode, please write us a review on Apple Podcasts and also, you know, get in our Instagram comments and tell us what songs you would have chosen or if you agree with us. We are so excited to talk about the results of this awards show with you, Iconics. So thank you all. And if you would like links for all of those things, you can find them in the description.
Thanks for listening and thanks for stanning BTS.